Kasolo na navara mahakaya lokoto toko na navara mashaki lokoto no na navara mahakia. Hai avora ke lokoto toko na na mahavara shaki. Kola neno mokasa na navara la hakala ke toko toko shana na navara mamashaki. Keso kola na na navara mahakaya lokoto toko toko shaleno no navara mashaki le neno no koma na navara ke lohala na makahia. Hai avora mashaki le neno no koto toko sana navara malashaki. Katoko toko toko vara makine neno kola la navara shikela makoto toka vara male neno ko sekena na navara hamanjete kaloko toka mana na vora makine neno kola na navara mama shikela neno nakata teka vora mama lahaki keso kona na navora mahaki la haya vora shiketo toko toka vara molona na kasa de hena vora mahaki komo no na vara la heno na kasa kelo na navara mashikito toka vara mahaya haya moko na hake Kelo na navora mahaki katoko toko shenena navara ma hayo vara la neno no koto taka mana navora la haki shenena na navara la mahakata haya ho so ke na navara mahake ya haya vora kile no no navora shitiko la na moko ho la lo no vara ma la ke no no shuto vara ma la haki ke so koto kana no vora la mahashete he kola na navara makita haya mana ke vara moho kala na na navara shekile he toto toko toka ke so kola na Navora mama shekela hamana navuro kete toko toko toka sheleno na navora mahaki. Kero na navara maketo kahalana na mahayo kalavara maketo toko toka shete.
Soko soko yana na yana kata purira kata na no koto yana kata maki. Sayana na kata re na kata na no koto re na kata re na kata. Do you not know my children? Soko na kata. That I love and I treasure and I protect what you do. Soko soko yanana kata makela katana no koto. Yes, the name Caleb is still in the tongue. Soko soko yanana kata makode yanana kata. Arena katana no ko yanana kata makela katana na kata. Because you still love and you still treasure and you still cherish the good part that was him at one time. Sakayana nakata mokoto arena kata makaya. Oso arena nakata. Ayana, I will not cross his will, my children. Sokoyana nakata makele kata. I've warned you this. Sokosona nakata. What has been prophesied? Sokoyanakata, ayana nakata, arena kata, arena kata. Oyanakata. Oyanakata maya is all interlinked. Sokoyana nakata. With obedience. Sokosokoyana nakata. Do they obey the conditions? Sokoyana nakata rena nakata. Is Israel a holy land? Soko sokoyana nakata makela kata. Where they hold the greatest of the gay parades? Sokoyana nakata. And flaunted in my face? Oh dear, soko sokoyana nakata makaya. Oh sokoyana nakata makela kata na no koto rena yana kata rena nakata rena yana kata. Oh Israel, oh Israel, oh Israel. Sokoyana nakata makela kata na no koyana. You anger me. You fill me with fury. Soko sokoyana nakata makayana nakata. You ore nakata. You read the Torah portions. Soko sokoyana nakata rena nakata. You have a stay-at-home order. Sokoyana nakata makela kata na yana nakata. Even under the threat of death. Sokoyana nakata. Never been like this before. Sokoya never will be again. Sokoyana nakata. Arariya katana no kotokoyana nakata makela katarena. But you fill me with fury. Sokoyana nakata makela kata. Orena no koyana nakata. For your secret sin that you do within the houses as you are locked in. Sokoyana nakata makela kata. Oh, you remember the Shabbat. Sokoyana nakata rena nakata no era nakata. You remember the Hanukkah. You remember Sukkot. Suena nakata makela kata. You remembered some of you even Purim, but you got drunk, so in nakata, you partied as though it was a Mardi Gras. Sokoyana nakata maya. Where was the worship? Where was the praise? Sokoyana nakata. Oh Israel, you fill I Yahweh with fury. Sokoyana nakata. Rage, anger, and fury. Sokoyana nakata. What, you think I have no right? Sokoyana nakata. Have you forgotten Korah already? Sokoyana nakata makela kata. Those blessings that I reserved for Israel, was was an Israel that would be a holy land, who would worship and praise me and be set apart and be an example to the entire earth and be not ashamed of it. You're so proud of the fact that you can quote the Torah. So proud of the fact that you can even quote the Tanakh. Many of you can. You're so proud of the fact that you set yourself apart. And put a kippah upon your head that I never commanded. It sets you apart, like black and white. Oh, you cabal, do you know how much I hate you? Do you not think that I see who's behind it all? You do not think I know? The Father of creation. Do you think my eyes have gone blind because it's been so many thousands of years? Do you think I, Yahweh, have grown deaf? Because it's been so many thousands of years? Do you think my arm is too short? That I cannot discipline you in a way that's never been disciplined before, that will be the time of Jacob's sorrow. Just like my arm is not too short to embrace you now. Just like my eyes are not too dim, that I will not look at you so adoringly now. My arms crave to hold you again. Like I held Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Like I held my very own only begotten son, Yahushua. I hold him now as I speak forth this word from Elisheva Eliyahu at a time again that she's praying on a whole different subject. And did not expect this word. Oh Israel, stop filling me with fury. Stop asking me why death has come. Into the houses. As you claim Psalm 91, so are you obedient to Psalm 91? Or are you ashamed of the name of Yahweh? Answer this question. Why cannot those who proclaim to be believers of mine and are, and call themselves Messianic Jews, were grafted into the vine, Yahushua, who is the Mashiach? Why do they fear calling the name Yahushua and dare to say the name Yeshua? I do not spell his name Y-E-S-H-U-A. I've said it again and again to this apostle and prophet. I've warned again and again, and yet they will not listen. Even those who proclaim, I know Hebrew. And they will even acknowledge your name means Yasej. Where is my name in the name Y-E-S-H-U-A? My son's name is after my name, Yah. Did not Yahushua say that he only could do the miracles that he seen his father do, Sokoyananakata. He only followed after his father's example, Sokoyananakata. Surely you do not think it was Joseph, Sokoyananakata, Makelakata, Rinanakata, Nanoyananakata. He said, the heavenly father, Sokoyananakata, I am who I am, Sokoyananakata. Yahushua Mashiach said, I am who I am, Sokoyananakata, Makelakata, Rinanakata, Rinanakata, Nanoyananakata. Oh, Israel, Sokoyananakata. I weep for you, Sokoyananakata. I had Yahushua HaMashiach, Sokoyananakata, my only begotten son, Sokoyananakata, Makayananakata, Mokoyananakata, Rinanakata, Oyananakata. Come to the line of David, so in the bloodline of David, Sokoyananakata, Mokotinayananakata, Sokoyananakata, Makayanakata, Rinanakata, Mokoto, Rinanakata. And for that to happen, so and I had to deliver you, Sokoyananakata, Rinakata, Oyanakata, Nanokoyanakata. And I used Esther to do it, Sokoyananakata. That which you would call just a mere woman, even now you mock and you say, oh, I don't accept her in the prophet's club. She's not a well-known prophet. She's just a mere woman, Sokoyana. And yet for 26 years, I've shouted it loud and I've shouted it clear. This is no mere woman, Sokoyananakata. She can hear from heaven, Sokoyananakata, Rinanakata, Nanokoyananakata, Maki, Sakayananakata, Mokotora, Nanayana. I've sent angelic visitations, Sokoyananakata. I set up prayer intercessors like none other, Sokoyananakata, Mayananakata. They're called Yahushua's demon stompers because they stomp on the works of hell and evil. Sokoyananakata, they expose it, Sokoyananakata. This ministry is a commandment-keeping ministry, Sokoyananakata. This ministry demands holiness because I, Yahweh, am a God of holiness, Sokoyananakata. I am a God, Sinanakata. I will never allow sin in the heavens, Sokoyananakata, Makelakata, Nanokoyanakata. Be ye holy as I am holy, Sinanakata, Nanoyanakata. And stop saying that you're living in a time of grace, you Messianic Jews, Sokoyananakata. Your grace was hung on that cross. Sokoyananakata, Makayananakata. Did you accept my son Yahushua HaMashiach and the blood that it cost? Sokoyananakata. Even his very life force was taken and he was put in a tomb when he rose again from the dead before witnesses. And he walked this earth and did more miracles around this entire world, Sokoyananakata. In those 40 days before witnesses, Sokoyananakata, Makayanakata, Nanokoto. And he ascended back into heaven, but he said, where I go, you will go also. Those who follow me, Sokoyana, and obey me, Sokoyananakata, Makielakata, Oreyanakata, Rinakata, Oyananakata, Rinakata. He did not cry out to those who are the unbelievers, Sokoyana, the heathens, Sokosoyananakata, Makielakata, to the Pharisees, Sokoyananakata, and say, come on, you're all welcomed in, Sokoyananakata, Rinakata. It doesn't matter whether you are holy, I paid the price for you, Sokoyananakata. I was crucified on that cross. It doesn't matter whether or not you take that for granted, Sokoyananakata. It doesn't matter whether or not you say, Sokoyananakata, Rinanakata. You paid the price for me. You were crucified for me, Sokoyananakata, Oraniyanakata. I know without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness for sin, but you paid that price. You became sin for me. Now I can go sin all I want, and I'll not go to hell. Sokoyananakata, for you even went to hell for me. Sokoyananakata, Makelakata, Nanokotelakata. You foolish, foolish preachers. I will hold you more accountable for not speaking the truth that I have given to Elisheva Eliyahu and this ministry. I will hold you more responsible. Do you hear me? Do you remember the song, A Citizen in Hell? Do you remember the man who sinned? I gave that song to Elisheva Eliyahu, a citizen in hell, a fallen preacher who never came back to the salvation of the one that she once called Jesus Christ and now knows the true name of Yahushua HaMashiach. That was his sin. He preached grace. He preached mercy, but he preached Don't worry about repenting. The Creator knows that no one is perfect. So go ahead and sin. Don't worry about asking forgiveness with sorrow and tears. I'm speaking to you, O Israel, as well as the rest of the world. That is not the gospel. The Yahushua HaMashiach's blood came at a great cost. He went from the very throne as a creator into the body of flesh. He went from the throne as a co-creator to the cross to be crucified and mocked. And you, O Israel, could not take down the words King of Israel. For in reality, he is king of this earth and all that lies in between. You, O Israel, and you, O fallen preachers, if you do not repent and get on your faces, and you sinners listening now who call yourself Christians and go to church every Sunday, yet feel no conviction because a preacher that's standing behind the pulpit is an abomination unto me and lives an abomination and dares not teach the truth of repentance. You want to know why this plague that walks in darkness that's unseen created at a lab? Oh, they can deny it all they want, but I have seen and I know what's in store for this world when that vaccine comes. Oh, but my children, my darling, my darling, my darling, beloved ones who truly worship Yahushua HaMashiach in spirit and in truth, you'll not take that vaccine. Your mind will not be controlled by no satellite. What they think that they have, I will reverse everything. I will make them regret. And those fallen preachers, if they do not repent and admit with salvation must come repentance. Confession equals repentance. Repentance is salvation. But you must continue to walk in holiness. You must be willing to be set apart. You must be willing to no longer be of this world, though you're in this world. Are you willing to do that? O Israel, the book's already been written. The time of Jacob's sorrow is upon you, and it's going to get worse. Your gay pride parades, they get bigger and bigger, and they're supposed to be the biggest ever. Censorship forbids me to go further. The censorship that is truly dictated by the fallen angels as they try to silence my true prophets and apostles. Wait and see what I will do on your day of celebration. Of abomination. Abomination upon abomination upon abomination. I, Yahweh, and I, Yahushua HaMashiach, and I, the Ruach HaKodesh, we, the co-creators, refuse to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah and the seven cities that were destroyed at the same time. Do you see what is going on in this world right now? Do you realize that even the plague of locusts has come? Is anyone even listening what's happening in Africa, Nairobi? Do you realize that eggs were laid? So worse locusts will come. Do you understand the GMO mosquitoes will do more than just bite you? Do you understand that the inventions that come from hell, from Satan's own mouth, he speaks secrets to the fallen ones. Those who called themselves the elite of this world, and I'll not mention their names. Those who are the billionaires of this world, and I'll not mention their names. They think they're a god. They think that they rule this earth. They laugh at the world now as what was put in so many movies. And people watched them and programmed their mind with the news stations who were nothing more than puppets. And those who refused to speak the words were killed. They unexpectedly died, or they were just fired, or they became too sick to speak anymore, or their mind was under the control of something far, far worse than any MK Ultra program. Do you look at the news stations and you see it on your TVs, on your monitors, on your phones? You don't even realize how many are robots and how many are clones. You do not even understand the billions of fallen angels that can take the image of a human. When it said one third, you cannot even conceive the amount of the billions of fallen angels that want to destroy every bit of humanity on this earth that was created in my image, in the Creator's image, in the Ruach HaKodesh's image. Whose image you think Eve was made in? I tell her for 7 years worth of research to be able to prove it. But the Jews already know what the word Ruach HaKodesh is. They're not surprised. They're cowards. And they let it come from her mouth. Oh Israel, I long for you to return. I long for you. I married you and I divorced you. But I told you I'm not giving up. There's a remnant, there's a bride in Israel. There is a bride in Egypt. There's a bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. There's a bride, I'm speaking of the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is hidden, protected, who obey Yahweh Yahushua HaMashiach and filled with my Ruach HaKodesh to overflowing. There's a bride in Israel of Yahushua HaMashiach's. And what is his mine. I have said there's a bride hidden in Gaza. There's a bride hidden in Iran. There's only a remnant. There's only a remnant of the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. Oh, my little ones, do you want to know if you're the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach? Do you want to know whether he is coming to take you away before the time of Jacob's sorrow, called a great tribulation? You will have a desire to fall on your knees right now and say, oh, Yahushua HaMashiach, call me worthy to be called your bride. Don't leave me here in this time of Jacob's great sorrow, when blood shall come all the way up the legs of the horses. Blood shall flow all over Israel. They think because we can take seawater and turn it into natural water, we won't go thirsty. The book of Revelation cannot come true. I have a surprise for you. The blood shall be in the water. Oh, Israel. There'll be no more mercy on you when this begins. Until you shout out, "Blessed is he who cometh in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord." The only begotten Son of Yahweh, the co-creator. The word that was made flesh. Oh, Israel. Oh, Israel. Fall on your faces before me. I put a super moon in the sky. I had one of my young ones, a young man, cry out and warn you. And the video is all over. The YouTube channels, the social media. As right behind him was a huge super moon that has never been seen in such glory. You better pray. You are not here. And you are counted as a bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. For when that moon turns blood red, and this is a sign of what you've seen. Whoa, 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 into this world. Whoa, 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 whoa. I weep for you. Whose tears do you think was shed out of Yahushua HaMashiach's eyes in the Garden of Gethsemane? It was I, Yahweh. It was the Ruach HaKodesh's tears, as well as Yahushua. The tears of blood flowed. I showed Elisheva Eliyahu the open vision, how Yahushua came off the throne, and even in heaven, before he came to earth, he wept tears of blood for this world. I gave you a free choice. Everyone is who is human, had a free choice. Would they serve me? Would they worship me? It all started from heaven, and you made your choice there as a soul. When our Satan rose up and said, "I will proclaim myself to now be creator, all worship songs will be sung to me, all worship will be given to me," and I gave all of you souls on earth a choice. Who will you follow? What war will you stand on? Just as surely as it was symbolized with Moses, that those that be on the side of the Yahweh that he served, you go on this side, and those who want to be in rebellion like Korah, go on the other side. That's what I did in heaven. Everything that's being reenacted now, I'm giving you a choice yet again. Whose side are you on? I close the churches down. The governments think it's their idea for their own motivations. Yahweh closed the churches down. They're so polluted, so corrupted. They are an abomination. The word Amalek is written on their doors. There is no longer the God of creation, the Messiah's presence found there. So few and so far between. You need your own relationship, your own loving, obedient relationship to your holy creators, Yahweh, and Yahushua HaMashiach, and the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. Stop relying on others. You made your own decision in heaven before you were born on this earth. Just like I told Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So too I say to everyone who hears this message. I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. I knew what side you would take when you were born into this earth of iniquity. I knew whether you would accept my son, Yahushua HaMashiach. And before the foundation of this earth was even created, there was a Lamb's Book of Life where names are written down. That is why scripture says, all of you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Every day you wake up, what choice have you made? Did you decide to purposely live in sin and become an abomination unto me? And take my scriptures and throw them back in my face? Or did you decide to play the game of a hypocrite, a Pharisee? Do what I say, but don't do as I do? Or did you decide there is no God to answer to? There is no heaven, there is no hell. So I can sin all I want. When the anti-Mashiach comes, he is going to come and he is going to say, there's no such thing as sin. Do whatever you want that makes you happy. Even if it's murdering your family. I'm coming for my bride. I, Yahushua HaMashiach, am coming for my bride. The more that this world you see becomes more wicked, the more that my children cry out, who are not just the bride, but the guests who will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, cry out. I hear them cry. I hear them look around and see things and hear things they never thought they would see or hear. But I warned you through a prophecy that Elisheva gave. And I told you to watch the movies. They're already telling you in advance to program your mind so you will not be surprised when you see these things come upon you. And the way you felt when you watched the movie, the terror you felt when you watched those movies, yes, even of a virus that could take over the world, think how you felt back then. And the zombie movies and the zombie games. Think how you feel when you play those games and watch those movies. That's the way you're going to react at that time. But those who have taken the prophecy seriously that I gave to Elisheva Eliyahu, they're going to know what to do. They're going to know who to cry out to. In the prophecy, Gabriel, get ready for a shout. I already prophesied it. I prophesied it twice. One in an older video, one in a newer video. The newer video isn't even on your channel, Elisheva. You need to get it up there again on the new channels. Because I'm going to tell you something. When the worst vaccine of all comes, and a satellite beam tracks anything wireless on the head, the people will no longer be in control of their own thoughts, of their own actions. And along with that shall be that which will cause people to die and to arise again. And they will be called what you call zombies. I'm not saying this to frighten you. I'm saying this because those who know the Holy Scriptures know I protect those who are mine. Read Psalm 91 again. The book of Psalms is full of prophecies and full of promises. And my son Yahushua's name is in from Genesis to Revelation. Whenever you see the word delivered or the word saved, put my son's name, Yahushua, Yah saves, there instead. He's been there all along. Yahushua HaMashiach came in the form of a rock. He streamed forth living waters so the children of Israel would not die of thirst. Moshe, whom you call Moses, did not know when he struck that rock. That's why Yahushua HaMashiach in the future would have his face struck. You see, the Torah is a foreshadow, the history of that which was to come. I've already forewarned, and I've already forearmed those who will listen and those who will obey. I'm not expecting perfection. You can only achieve that through the name and the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, but I do expect you quickly to repent of your sins and not do it over again and again and expect, oh, I'll just be forgiven again. Where is the sorrow in that? Ask Yahushua HaMashiach for forgiveness. Go running back into his arms before the time of the worst sorrow of sorrows begin. Has already begun. The locust was your sign. The famines of the people who die all over the world just because your stomachs are filled. How many have died of famine? The locusts eat up the food, laid their eggs. By the billions they flew, and unlike any other locust that you have ever seen. I warn you of the locusts in the book of Revelation. I warn you of the famine in the foreshadow. I warned you when Solomon was brought a child and the two mothers argued, who did that child belong to? Because they were going to eat him that night. I repeated the same thing in the book of Revelation. Mothers shall eat their own children. What do you think it means when the mothers now, the so-called celebrities, now fry up their placenta? And they brag about how it's so nutritious? And that was what supplied the food to the child? And they eat it. And now even doctors will offer it to the mother. Do you want your placenta so you can take it home to eat? Would you like it in a capsule form? You cannibals. I speak to the cannibals of this world. You know who you are. You know what you've done to the children. You know, you vampires. You're no longer movies, are you? You put it in the movies first to prepare the people. And they think it's just a movie. And now when you prove it's even a reality of all of Hollywood. And I said, hell, Hollywood, you are doomed. Actors, you and actresses, you are doomed. So few of you will exist anymore. You are made straight from hell. You sold your souls for contracts for the fame and the fortune. So your names would be known. Hell wrote it down. They're expecting you. Now you're in shutdown. How many of you have got on your knees and repented? Oh, you think that you already have the cure? Oh, You have the answer. You're going to go hide in your lavish underground bunkers like Bill Gates has. Oh, I have news for you, Mr. Gates. And all you billionaires with them who had anything to do with what is coming. And you think you're going to depopulate Earth so you don't have to look at another human that was made in the Creator's image? And Donald J. Trump? I gave Elishev Eliyahu a prophecy for you. It was not Mark Taylor. He's not even a prophet. Do you not even know what a prophet is? I foretold that he would win that election, Donald J. Trump. To the prophet speaking now, and it is proven in video format. Anyone can see. And even how the race would be so close. I foretold that. And how he would use, like a fire hose to wash the blood out of the White House. He has saved the lives of millions of children. He has stopped child trafficking. He has threatened those that he knows have done these things and said, you will either be prosecuted for what you have done and go to jail, or you will just unexpectedly retire. I tell my secrets to my prophets. Surrounded by you, Donald J. Trump is evil. How many can really be trusted? You just believe the words they say. Allow me to speak the truth to you. Pray, everyone, that I truly come to him. Pray that he has a visitation of Yahushua HaMashiach. Just as surely as I've sent Yahushua to Elisheva, just as surely as I will send Yahushua to you, Donald J. Trump. But then you're responsible to obey. And it means you having the fire. So many that you think you now can trust. I've warned you. I warned you about the airwaves. In prophecies past, I warned you about the air you breathe. I warned you about the food you ate. I warned you about the water you drank. I warned you even about the clothing you wear. I warned you about the vaccinations that would come. I warned you to the prophecies. I warned you. The children would be owned by the states. The parents' rights would be taken. I warned you and told you get your kids out of the dens of the Antichrist, the public schools. I've allowed them all to be shut down, but while they're being shut down, evil is going on behind the scenes. And so I say unto those who I will speak in a parable to, and that is this. Those who have anything to do with the 5G. You just know this, for every tower that you put up, the word will get out. For you know that I know it's more than just a faster internet. People cried out, our internet's too slow. The devil said, I have the answer. And I also know how to depopulate at the same time. But you would not listen. I warned you to Elisheva the famine would come. I warned you to prepare your flea bags. You see, I tell my secrets to my true prophets, who have proof behind the prophecies, not someone who just comes online the internet and says, oh, I'm a prophet and I had a dream last night. Where is your proof? Why do you not ask for proof? These are the words I have to say. I am Abba Yahweh. I am the father of creation of all that is, all that was and ever will be. And my son Yahushua Mashiach is my only begotten son, the co-creator, who is a word that was made flesh. The only Messiah. The only name that anyone can be saved in any way that it will answer their prayers is through his name and through his blood. And the Ruach HaKodesh is the Holy Spirit. And she is the image that Eve was made in. Come and make humanity in our image. And that brings me to the last point. I will make everyone pay. Whoever called Yahushua the son of a man, it was called humanity. Miriam was his birth mother, his heavenly mother, placed him in her womb. Can you not see the difference? Whose image do you think a woman was made in? And I have another thing to say to you who think you can just change your sexes. Though I created you to be a man and gave you all the sexually equipment to prove it, plus the DNA, the hormones, and you women who say I want to be a man, I have a secret for you. You will appear before the Father of creation in the sex that I decreed that you were to be from the moment that you were implanted inside as an egg in that mother's womb. You'll not fool heaven. So repent while you can, for you're not fooling heaven. You can fool the earth, you can fool yourself, but you're not fooling your creator. I tell this world to repent, for the time of Jacob's sorrows has already begun. I sent the locusts as a sign, you ignored it. The fires in Australia, you ignored it. I sent so many signs around this world. You choose to ignore it. You'd rather believe, as what Donald J. Trump says, the fake news. Why? Because Satan is the father of all liars. I'm giving you a chance now. Fall on your knees with great sorrow, with great weeping. Confess your sins before Yahushua HaMashiach, and I will be faithful, and I will forgive you, and I will hear your prayers, and I will heal your lands. The leader of Paraguay. Did anyone bother to listen to his prayers? Why was that not on all the national news? He is my son. He was not ashamed. He knows to cry out in the name of Jesus Christ, for he does not know the Hebrew name. But he quoted scriptures. It is a Ruach HaKodesh, the sweet Holy Spirit, who put it upon his heart. And that goes for anyone else who did this. Every one of you know this, those who are not ashamed of the Holy Trinity, Abba Yahweh, Yahushua Mashiach, called Jesus Christ in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, and have warned, though the people have their fingers in their ears and they refuse to listen, just know that heaven heard, and the rewards shall follow you to heaven if you continue on that path. And O Israel, repent. Repent. What are you going to do when the Day of Atonement arrives? It's not afar off now. Next will come Shavuot. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, I know. You have the answer. You're going to fast that one day. And you will read the Torah. You already have your scriptures marked off. And the next day you'll live like you're living in hell all over again. You're a Pharisee. Do you hear me? You rabbis shall answer, you pastors shall answer to I, Yahweh. For instead of feeding the sheep, you starve them from the truth. This ministry teaches the truth. Only the commandment keepers read the book of Revelation and the woman in the wilderness. It's ministries like this who are not afraid to say, you must be commandment keepers, not commandment breakers. I, Yahweh, wrote the laws with my own fiery finger. I, Yahweh, gave the tablets of stone, and the stone came from my very own throne. O Israel, I, your Creator, ask you this. You say that you serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They obeyed me. Can you say that you do? Can you say that you are an example to the world of holiness? You leaders, I'm going to hold you so responsible for taking Isaiah 53 and twisting it to what it does not mean, or just ignoring it, knowing that it is Yahushua HaMashiach, the only one it could apply to. There's levels of hell. And you teachers who think you teach the law but do not teach the truth. And when I speak of the law, I mean Yahushua said, and I speak now, even to those who call themselves followers, disciples, Messianic Jews, why do you call me Lord and not obey me? That means they acknowledge him as Creator, but they did not obey him. Others who call themselves Christians, you will read it, and some of your versions say, the words are written and read in some of the Bibles, Yahushua spoke and said, the one you call Jesus Christ. Why do you say you love me and not obey me? Your grace and your mercy hung on that cross. So do not say you live under the time and grace and mercy unless you're running back to that cross, falling at the feet of that cross, crawling at the feet of Yahushua HaMashiach and begging forgiveness and great sorrow, and asking him to deliver you from the sin so you do not go to hell and you have access to the prayers of the Father. My son's blood came at a great cost. And it all started when Cain killed Abel. Abel's blood cried out. That is why there is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. And I was no longer satisfied with animals and lambs. The sins of the people grew too much. Moshe warned you, the old blood covenant was going to be done away with. That's just a foreshadow that you are to read and realize without the history there could not be a future, and that is the new blood covenant. Yahushua HaMashiach is his name. So it has been spoken this day. On April 20th, 2020, right after the sign of the supermoon. It was a supernatural moon I put in the sky, and I told you it would come, but how many ignored the reason why? Oh, my beloved children, now I just end this with you. My beloved, my beloved, my darling, my sweet, my treasures, you did not betray me in heaven. You cannot betray me on earth. You need not fear ever taking the mark of the beast accidentally. I would never allow such a thing to happen. Oh, my darling ones who worship me in spirit and in truth. My sons and my daughters, you worship Yahushua HaMashiach. Just know this when you see the picture and the image of Yahushua HaMashiach that is embracing Elishav Eliyahu that I told her to replace where her husband once was, that is no more. I am your true bridegroom. I am your Messiah. Not everyone can be a bride. Not everyone is willing to pay the price to be that set apart, to be that bold. But blessed are all who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Just don't deny me, for if you deny Yahushua Mashiach, he says he will deny you before the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, and the angels in heaven. Do not deny, O guests, who will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb, even if it means your own life will be taken. Know this, Yahushua will come and snatch your spirit right out of the body, and the executioner will have no satisfaction in your death cry. You will be in Yahushua HaMashiach's arms. To suffer no more. Oh, my precious bride of Revelation 14 and Revelation 7. These are revelations that came from heaven to Elishava Eliyahu that I personally gave. Spoke it in the seven thunders to her. In the 1980s. The seven thunders did speak. And now through the prophecies she speaks. What the seven thunders spoke. Read the prophecies and you will know when there's so much more to come. You wanted to know who are the seven thunders? What are the seven thunders? If you know your scripture, these prophecies are what was in the seven thunders that spoke. And the floor shook. And she was sleeping. And she was in a waterbed at that time alone. And the waterbed shook so hard, it nearly rocked her right off the bed. I'm reminding her as I even now speak it forth that she had forgotten. She thought there had been an earthquake, and it was in Indiana, where they did not know large earthquakes. And when she got up, and she ran, and she touched the floor. She ran to the window to see what was going on. Surely there must be the worst storm going on. Instead, it was summertime, and the sun never shined brighter. She went back to bed and went back to sleep. And seven times I did that to her. And each time she saw the same thing and felt the same thing. She had not an answer. And she called a friend on the phone and said, "What is going on? Did you feel the earthquake?" And the friend on the phone said, "There's no earthquake. There's no storm." And for so many years, not until Caleb came, in 2016 did I start to explain. The seven thunders spoke to her. They were locked in a prophecy and they're locked in a sealed one. And I've already begun to give her the dream. I already told her what could not be spoken. She's already seen a piece of the puzzle. And not only that, you're seeing it now. For there's one part that I allowed her to mention. And if you look it up, you'll find out it was on her birthday this was spoken. That not one person around this world will know someone who did not die and was touched by this tragedy. That's how you know who a true prophet is. They prophesy things way in advance. Just like in Florida, they've already had the zombies, and that was so many years ago, and they blamed it on bath salts. But she spoke it first in a prophecy. The government even mocked the next day, calling it the zombie apocalypse. You better get ready. Beware, you who call yourself a prophet. I am going to hold you accountable if you prophesy just for the mention of your name or the YouTube views or subscribers. You cannot even conceive the punishment I will give you, for there is a price to be called a prophet. There is suffering. And the greatest of all the prophets who have suffered was Yahushua HaMashiach, who is the spirit of prophecy, who is prophecy in itself. You do not think it is suffering to have to lay down a man that she called a husband? For the first time she ever knew the love of a man, though she had been married, and then he betrays her and goes back to the Orthodox Judaism and Kabbalah and the occult. Without so much as an apology to me, to her, to the world. And that's only a small sample in the 26 years she has been on the internet. I birthed this ministry on her birthday. When you look up the number in Hebrew, what the number 4 means, you will understand why. And you put the 4-4 together, and you put the Malachi 4 together and 5, you will understand why and why I call her the Ring Maiden. She is responsible to keep covering with prayers the Revelation 14 bride and the Revelation 7 bride. And no, the majority of you will hear this have never heard anything like this before, for you've not been under the mentorship of this ministry. 144,000 is the bride. And the Revelation 14. In Revelation 7, read it. When the two witnesses rise, and those in the graves that were martyred rises, and those who have not taken the mark of the beast, that's when the Revelation 7 goes up along with all of them. But the Revelation 7 will have supernatural powers and supernatural bodies that came from heaven, and they are protected. Now you know, go study and show yourself approved. You've heard from a true prophet this day. I've come to her face to face. Read the testimonies as even in 2005. Where there was no prayer intercessory anywhere, she did not dare trust anyone. They all betrayed her like a Judas. So read what it took for Michael the Archangel to come and battle his way through, to be there right by her side. Like a little child, she played with his wings, running her fingers through his feathers. And listen to Gabriel pronounce the name of the Yahushua's demon stompers, who would be prayer intercessors like none other. Oh, yes, the counterfeit came. Oh, yes, they came even in the form of a baby in diapers. But they could not continue. True bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, if you believe these words have come from our Yahweh, contact her now. No matter where you are in the world, contact her. Let her know that you are covering her in prayer, and be her friend. Be a brother. She has sons all over the world. She has daughters all over the world. She has millions upon millions of millions in these 26 years who call her mama. For I have made her like unto the mother of prophets. She is a mother not just to the prophets, but to the babies and the bride and the chosen ones and the elect. But oh, so few brothers can lay down their arrogance and their pride, and especially you, born in Judah, born in Israel, or raised. Your arrogance and your pride because you're a man. You pray for her in secret, as it is proven in anointed Goliath slayers come forth and write your sister, Elisheva Eliyahu. She cries out for that brother's covering, and where is he? Where is he? Where is the man who speaks Hebrew? Where is the brother? Where is the one from Judah? For although she's a Jew on both sides of the bloodline of a mother and a father, she was not born in Israel. She needs a man from Judah. I gave her one, Satan took him. But he allowed it, and only he can decide whether to come back. There are consequences to every prophecy. Will you obey? Just like Deuteronomy 28. There is blessings if you obey. There are curses if you disobey. I say the same thing goes with a prophecy, and I speak it now unto Israel. Israel, there is a remnant that shall come out of you, and it shall be the bride of Yahusha Mashiach. And there shall be brothers that come forth, and they shall stand by your side. And they will help her to reach Israel and the four corners of the earth. And they will never try to take over. If you have heard my voice this day, I, Abba Yahweh, the Father of creation, and Yahusha Mashiach, my only begotten Son, and Emiah, the real Kakodesh, who's called the Holy Spirit, then email her quickly. Hit the contact button. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Caleb is an anointing. Caleb means a pure heart. Do you have a pure heart before me? Is that why you're afraid to contact her? Your heart is not pure enough. And you must not come with the sins of Israel. You will have been delivered of them. Are you the bride of Yahusha HaMashiach? I speak to the men whom she shall call brother. I don't speak to the sons, for the sons have her covered. Yahushua's demon stompers have more sons I have given her, and more daughters. Oh, my anointed prophetic daughters, you're not shy. You write right there and you say, Mama, I'm here. I'm covering you, and oh, my precious, precious sons, I have given you. Elisheva, such precious sons that cover you in prayer. And they love you all over the world. And the 500,000 that you don't even know, they're all their names. Oh, but in that spiritual glorified body, you shall join together and you shall rejoice. When you know that even in their tongues, even in a foreign language, they're saying the name Eliyahu. They're saying the name Elisheva. And they don't even know why. Or they'll hear the name of Mighty Wind and not even know why. And you've had that testimony before about a mighty wind. And it's all about Shavuot. When a mighty rushing wind came in, and that put the fire on top of the disciples' head. That was a Ruach HaKodesh fire. That's why the calendar of the countdown of the Omer is so important to those who will read it. That's why the flame is there. And that's why the flame shall grow higher all the way until you see the day of Shavuot come. For you see, if that day had not come, then the Comforter could not have came and lived within you and dwell within you and speak forth out of gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh, even the gifts of the speaking in tongues, which the scriptures say is of men and angels. Men and angels, tongues, come forth. How many times Elisheva Eliyahu is praying and people will say, I recognize that tongue. That's a tongue that I know. And it's of another language that she's never heard of. She's never been taught. And then there's the tongues of angels, and watch out. When the tongues of angels come, they're the most powerful tongue of all. The tongues of now angels speak. You say that you believe in the Torah, the Tanakh. I speak to those who truly love and serve Yahweh, who are not afraid to say my name. Put your faith in Yahushua HaMashiach now. He truly is my only begotten son. He is Isaiah 53. Study and show thyself approved. His blood flows through your ground, penetrated your soil, and flowed all around the world to those who would receive him as Messiah, and strive to obey and have confessed and repented with great sorrow, and is not ashamed of his name. Come forth now. Come forth now and be anointed in a new anointing. An anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. On Shavuot I have brought a Caleb forth. Now I call forth a new Caleb. The old Caleb wants to throw that job away. So but none of the good things I've ever prophesied shall come to pass. So and he shall burn in hell. But if he chooses to be the Caleb anew, the comeback kid from Israel, he will realize how Satan had fooled him and tricked him. So in his own biological family wants to take him to hell with Kabbalah and with the Orthodox Judaism. I will not go no further than Shavuot. I speak to you in Rez Yotam. Caleb, once you were my helper, I called you Ezra. Once you were Caleb and you came to me with a pure heart. Once you loved the woman named Elisheva Eliyahu and you called her your wife. There's satellites that want to latch onto your brain and erase it once again. So you believe that you are a god. So you can believe the atrocities that were written and the abominations in the Kabbalah. The tongues of angels now speak. Right to your soul. I have it. Will pluck you right out of her soul, and I will put a new one there. So in a kata, a new man from Judah. Who is walks so in integrity, so in honesty. With a pure heart before me. So in a for I have a Yahushua Mashiach and the Ruach HaKodesh. Sokoyana, he is bold, he is courageous, Sokoyana, he will defend her. Sokoyana Kata, he will defend the Holy Trinity, he will defend the Holy Scriptures. Sunana Kata, Yanakata, he will realize the two books, the old blood covenant and new blood covenant, never should have been separated. So when one is a foreshadowing, one is a present. Sokoyana, one is the old blood covenant and one is the new blood covenant. And only the new blood covenant will get anyone to heaven. And he will preach it and he will teach it and he will believe it and he will be by your side and be that spiritual prayer covering of a new husband that I am going to give her. If you do not, Sina Nakata, take the rightful place that I had once given you, you will walk in Deuteronomy 28, the curses of Yahweh. I speak to Rerez Yotam once more. Sukuyana Nakata, Bakela Kata, Uriya Kata, Orina Kata, Orina. Who are you going to believe? Sukuyana. Look around at your biological family. Look around at the reprobates who call themselves the 14 planets that surrounded the father planet. Look around at the ones who call themselves Aquaman. Who rule underneath the sea. Do you not understand how you were deceived? So that your brain was literally taken and entrapped. Soko soko yana nakata makayana nakata mokotore nana yana nakata mokotore yana nakata makela kata oreni yana kata yana nakata. Or I'm not going to name all the reprobate names. Soko yana nakata makela kata yana nakata nano yana nakata. Oh, but they know Christina and Shenya. When they know, oh, Donovan and Ricky. Sina kata. Oh, what are you now, Tatiana? Back to your days of an escort service. You're nothing but a whore in my eyes, and you shall burn in the lowest level of hell. You and Christina and Shania, you controlled his mind along with Donovan. I'm not going to name all the names. Oh, Darnell, now you want to be their voice, and you shall pay with your own soul. Is that what you want? And Oscar, too. I could name them. And Rosemary, I've not forgotten about you. This is a man who came to you with true love of a father. You twisted it. You lusted after it. You perverted it. You committed adultery with it. You did abominations. But I'm telling you this, my Elisheva. So I do not start a good thing and not finish it. I know that your heart is for Israel. I know that you cry for them day and night and you ask, where is my man from Judah? Where is my brother who can help me? Where is a man who will speak Hebrew? Where is there even a woman who can speak Hebrew? Where are the Jews? Please send them forth. I need to warn them. So in another time when Jacob's sorrow has begun. They need to run in the arms of Yusha Mashiach, the bride of Yahushua needs to hear. I hear you, my daughter. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your cries. I hear your pleads. I hear you say, take me out of here now. Give me my glorified body. Let me have a testimony as an Enoch. He did not die. He was found pleasing Yahweh. And my true bride of Yahushua Mashiach, you are found pleasing thy Yahweh, and as a testimony as unto Enoch, so it shall be again. So koyana nakata makela kata. But right now I need you to cry out. So kena nakata rena nakata rena nakata. For the souls of this earth that have not yet heard the truth, and as this month alone on the 26th anniversary, more testimonies have come forth and more people have gotten saved and run in the arms of Yusha Mashiach, as now you see Elisheva face to face, as I prophesy in a new way with a new anointing, there is no internet website so Glenn can compare with the anointing, compare with the beauty that I have done. So operating through the hands, so Glenn of anointed men and women. There's no more anointing that can be any greater than any of their videos. So I have entertained as well as informed you of every prophecy. So and yet there cannot possibly be enough time for the ones that was with Erezio to Mezra Caleb. So during the time of the month of Omar in 2016, over 1,000 was received with sign wonders and miracles also did happen. Erezio, so quickly have you forgotten all of this? Soko soko yananakata bayanakata. I put proof behind the prophecies. O mighty man, come forth. O mighty man, who are willing to be called a brother and stand by her side and defend her. O mighty men around the world, you who want to be called the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, you who see the video, anointed Goliath slayers, come forth and write your sister Elisheva Eliyahu. You'll give her the thumbs up to show that you're there. Over 880 did this. And more come each day, even if they don't give the thumbs up in the video. They remember your name in prayer, and they come to the website, and they grieve and they weep for you. And yet they do not feel worthy to even write. I, Yahweh, command you, if you want to be the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, come forth, her brothers, now. Come forth. And I speak to those especially now, those who are the mighty spiritual prayer warriors, that, and I do not speak to the babies. I speak to the spiritually mature. I speak to those who know spiritual warfare. I speak to those with a courage. I speak to those who will not be intimidated because I speak forth out of a woman, and who will believe and receive every prophecy, not coming to take over the ministry, but coming to stand by her side. And when her arms are too weary to lift them up anymore, you'll be there to hold them up. You will know who that is as I speak forth now. I speak forth now. Even to the children of Ishmael. I speak forth to you. I, Yahushua Mashiach, want you. I love you. You do not know me. I wait for you. I wait for you. You do not have to beat yourself any further. You do not have to make blood comes from your own wounds to atone for your sins. I, Yahushua Mashiach, paid that price for the Muslim men. And of course, the women. I, Yahushua Mashiach, desire to forgive you, the blackest of the black sheep, yes, even the murderers, even those who have murdered Christians. Did not Shaul Paul murder the Christian men, women, and children, as they were called? And yet look who, what I made him. Look who I spoke out of, and look how many he brought to I, Yahushua Mashiach. The blackest of the black sheep. One drop of my blood, be you Egyptian or be you Muslim, be you Indonesian, be you African. I don't care what nationality you are. Does not my word say in the book of Revelation, all kindreds of tongues shall come to me? That's all nationalities. I, Yahushua Mashiach, am here. My blood is for you. One drop. Just confess your sins to me. Ask mercy of me. Pray to me. My name is Yahushua HaMashiach. Listen to the prayer that I put in Elisheva's mouth. Look at the painting that I give her of an open vision. It has nothing to do with the artist. I could have chosen the greatest of the artists of this world. I chose a humble woman, a brand new Messianic Jew. And that picture has not been redone. That oil painting stands right now as it is. For it shows Ayusha Mashiach weeping for you. Come to me, all ye who are heavily laden. You're so burdened. You do not have to do a jihad. There does not have to be a war. I'm not at war with you. Do not be at war with my followers. Come to me. Confess with great sorrow and admit all your sins. And believe in faith that I will forgive you. And those sins will be as far as the east is from the west. You'll be a new person. And the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, will live within you and show you right from wrong. Do you hear me calling you? Can you not hear me? Abraham cries for the children of Ishmael. Come to me. I am here. There's Arab Christians all over the world. And they love and they worship me. Come forth. Elisheva, I have given a burden for, not just for the Jews, but for the Arabs too. She weeps for you and she weeps for the women. How you have mistreated them. But you can be forgiven. I weep for you. I weep for you. What you are told to do is straight from the mouth of the devil himself. You do not have to wash 5 times a day to be cleansed before the Creator. Do you not understand that Satan says this? Be washed in my shed blood! He mocks when he tells you to wash your hands and 5 times to be cleansed. He mocks you when he tells you that you must shed your own blood. See how much torture you can take. I am the one, Yahusha Mashiach, who is tortured in your place. I am the one where every sin you have ever committed was placed on my body. You do not have to be put in the tombs of the dead. And I speak to the soldiers who are told they will die for Allah. In the darkest of the darkest of tombs you are placed to see how brave you are. And if you can come out with your sanity, then you are fit to go into war. I am the one who died for you. I am the one who took your place and arose again from the dead on the 3rd day before witnesses. I am the resurrector. Come to me. Come to me. I speak not just to the Jews, not just to the Arabs. I speak to those who are so lukewarm. If you were to die right now, I would spit and vomit you right out of my mouth. You do not even defend the unborn. Whatever the laws of the land say. If they want to abort a baby in the 9th month, oh, so let it be. It's a woman's choice. What about the babies? I will tell you this. You know the souls that are underneath the altar in heaven who cry out to me and say, how long, oh Lord, must we wait for you to take vengeance? And then I give them a white linen and cloth. And I tell them, until the number's the same number that's underneath the altar. Those are the martyrs, but those are the aborted children who never had a chance at life, who were like a vacuum cleaner ripped and torn into shreds or a saline solution dissolved their flesh, or they were cut out of the stomach of the mother, or as they came out, a needle was shoved into their neck and a fluid was withdrawn. Those are the ones who are being cannibalized and eaten and the blood is drunk. You want to know who's underneath the altar? It's the altar of the martyrs. It's in heaven. And every single day, every single hour, I, the Father, Yahweh, am saying, how long, how long, how long before you take vengeance, oh Yah? How long, how long, how long? How long? That's Elishev Eliyahu's cry to the billionaires right now who think they rule and reign this earth and paralyze it with fear. The fallen angels in disguise. That's the bride of Yahushua Mashiach. That's those who have a conscience who belong to Yahweh, Yahushua, Nimayah, the Ruach HaKodesh. Who will be guests at the marriage supper of the Lamb. They cry, they weep, they wail. When they see the people dying of a pestilence that walketh in darkness. I'm using her to reach the four corners of the earth. Is there a brother out there who will raise their hand right now? I'm looking at every soul around this earth. Does she have a brother who will say, I'll come? The Caleb of old doesn't want that place or that responsibility. He's a coward. He had forsaken you, but I'll come. He has forsaken Yahushua Mashiach, but I have not. I'm looking the world over right now as we approach the vote. And we'll be under those who hear my voice this day. And I'm speaking to those who come from Israel. I'm speaking of those who know the Hebrew language and could very well put these prophecies into the Hebrew language, especially those that are for Israel, that warns Israel. We'll be unto you. If you hear my call, you see her face, you go to amightywind.com. We'll be unto you when you read those prophecies and you know they are truths. And you say, I don't want to get involved. Woe be unto you who are a single man who has the time to do this. Woe be unto you who listen to this and do not care or even go to a website that has stood for 26 years and five times it was tried to be destroyed, and even by her own husband's hands and by a son that she had known since he'd been 15 years old. You do not know what goes on behind the scenes. You do not know the battles that she's seen. You do not know when she gets worn and weary. Only those who are a secretive group of Yahushua's demon stompers knows. The other Yahushua demon stompers gathered around the world, you're not meant to know. It is for a select group. And they Jericho march and they fast and they pray. Anytime she says and she gives the word that I tell her to say, come forth, you anointed Goliath slayers, come forth and stand by Elishev Eliyahu's side, come forth. And show your face. Send her a video. Just tell her it is private between you and her. She will respect your privacy, but she'll also recognize if you have the anointing in you. You must speak in holy tongues. That is a requirement. That is how she'll know the two anointings are the same. Are you willing to do that? I will give you the greatest blessings in Deuteronomy 28. if you will but obey. She does not need any more babies. She's granted, she rejoices over each and every baby, but I'm speaking for a baby who will say, I'll be him. I'll stand by your side. You're a baby, you would never survive. And the ones who are listening know who I speak of. It must be the spiritually mature. It must be those who have a loving relationship for Yahushua Mashiach, who's willing to lay their life down for Yahushua. Are you willing? She is. It must be a hero like unto her hero who is Zev Poray. It must be a hero who is like unto a hero that's in a different field, but his name is Mike Adams, but you cannot shut him up. He will speak the truth. But Zev Poray, he goes right in the midst of Israel. He is a man from Judah, and he goes right to the rabbi's faces. He is her hero. And I have allowed her to call him that. Because he knows even if his life is taken, he goes straight to heaven. He preaches the truth of the new blood covenant. But he too fears saying the name of Yahushua. He would rather say Yeshua, so he doesn't offend the Orthodox Jews. Yes, she loves Zev Poray. She calls him brother. He does not even know he has a sister. But her prayers cover him every day. Someone who knows him, who will hear this, get this message to him. He is well-pleasing to I, Yahweh. He greatly glorifies Yahushua HaMashiach. He is filled with my Ruach HaKodesh. Get that message to him. And let him know that she prays for his entire family. How brave they are, for every time he goes into Jerusalem, right up to the wall, right up to a rabbi, where they will stone and they will kill people and other parts of Israel who dare mention the name Yahushua. That's why he says Yeshua. But that is not my son's name. His name carries my name. Pray for the boldness will come upon him that he will do this. I am Yahweh. If you do not receive this word was from me, then this word was not for you. But those who have ears to hear, let them listen. All the enemies of mine, let your ears remain permanently deaf. This word was not meant for you. You're only worthy of Deuteronomy 28, the curses of Yahweh. Remember, with every prophecy, there is a condition even for Israel. Israel was and remain a holy land when I decreed it a nation. It is not a holy land. And it will not be until Yahushua HaMashiach comes and rules and reigns as King of Israel. Then it shall be a holy land pleasing unto Yahweh. And that is when New Jerusalem shall come down from heaven and all shall see. Oh, my darling little ones, I close this now to tell you, do not be in fear, do not live in fear. Fear is a weapon that comes from Satan. I remind you of the manna that I put on the ground when there was no food in sight. Look at the foreshadow of what I did for the children of Israel to Moshe's prayers. He did not have supernatural powers. He had the prayers. He had my ear. And when he said the people hunger and the people thirst, I heard him and I provided. Their shoes did not wear out from infant until adult. I stretched them. You cannot even conceive the miracles I did at that time, and you cannot even begin to conceive the miracles I am doing now. All you hear in the news are the dead bodies with exaggerated numbers. But you do not hear the miracles that I have done to keep people alive and keep them hidden. And how I have healed, truly healed. Not the Communist Party's kind of healing. That is lies. You do not hear Elisha Shava Eliyahu received over 1,000 prophecies with the real Caleb. In 2016 and 2017, I revealed how I will protect in these end times. The evil ones have their portals. Do you not think I, Yahweh, have heavenly portals that you can walk through and appear? That I, Yahweh, will change your very DNA when they think they have yours? I, Yahweh, laugh and I toy with the enemies of this world who call themselves billionaires, who think they rule and they reign and fight over who will control the people of this earth. I toy with my enemies and then I destroy them. Without any warning, a swift blow comes down with my fist and they are no more. And the next thing they see is hell and then the lake of fire for all eternity. Satan knows his time is nearly up. The more you see this world grow more wicked and unholy, and the more that you see, and oh Europe, oh Europe, oh Europe, I cry out to you. Oh Europe, oh Europe, oh Europe, I cry out to you. I beg and I plead for you. Come to Yahushua Mashiach, come to holiness. Forsake the Pope. That is not holiness. Holiness is being set apart. Holiness is belonging to my son, Yahushua Mashiach. Holiness is obedience to my words. Oh, Europe, I speak of all of Europe. I, Yahweh, the Father of creation, in Yahushua Mashiach's name, I cry out to you. Accept the blood that was shed for you, for the forgiveness and the remission of your sins. Confess, repent, so your land can be saved. Do it quickly, O Europe, O bride of Yahushua Mashiach, spread in Europe. So few, but I have a remnant. Come forth, contact Elisha Eliyahu. Contact her, go to the ministry site. I've told her she is going to read everyone. I'll let her know who to reply to. And to once again, I say those that she would call brother in Yahushua, for they will not even say Mama Elisheva. They will know they have a different relationship with her. And they will feel like they have to defend her, and they will. And they will send a video, not ashamed of their faces, so she can see if it has a glow of the Ruach HaKodesh all over their face. It will shine, it will glow like Caleb's used to. Look at the before and look at his after. He's ashamed to show his face anymore. After that false prophecy to the world of 3 days and nights in darkness, April 19th, 2019. All he had to do was say, I'm sorry, I missed it. This was my first prophecy. I was lied to. Please forgive me for frightening you. All he has to do is say, Yahushua, forgive me. I rebuke the lies of the Kabbalah, the Zohar, and all the evil teaching in books and lying oral Torah I have believed, and the false visionaries that controlled my mind through occult powers, and the satellite beam that you had to take off of my head as they tracked me and put words I never would have said. That's why he let the enemy do the talking. The one thing that all of these could not do is could not speak one word in a video against Elisheva. Not one word did he speak. He could speak it behind the scenes. He could allow the death to be called upon her and the comas. You have no idea what I have done when I have said he is one toe away from blasphemy. And now I call forth, because he was called forth as a co-leader of this ministry, on a Shavuot, entitled, I Dare You to Reject the New Male Co-Leader. And now she had to seal that prophecy until the new one comes forth. I have said he can come back as Caleb Anu. I said that he can come back as a comeback kid from Israel, but he'll never wear the title of a prophet again. And he will not want to on this earth. Where are you? Where are you, O mighty men who have my spirit of bravery within you? Where are you, O courageous ones? You who are spiritually strong prayer warriors. Where are you? I'm searching the world over right now. I know where you are. I know you are single, and I know that your heart is totally sold out to me. I know you know my voice, and I know you can prophesy. And I know that you know when you land on this ministry's shores. I know that I know, for I am Yahweh and know all things. I'm the Father of all knowledge. And so is Yahushua, and so is the Ruach HaKodesh. We know all things. I know what I have put inside of you. Do not be intimidated. She obeys. Do not fear. Look what she did to Caleb. Need I remind you that it is I, Yahweh, and Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh who put him on that altar? It is his choice whether or not he walks in the calling that he has been prophesied to walk in. It is his choice. I will not cross the will of man. It is his choice. It doesn't matter what he was before he came to this earth. It doesn't matter if what you were, all of you listening to this now, what you were before you were born on this earth, it only matters now. What have you done with the salvation of the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach since you were born in iniquity from your mother and your father the moment you breathed your first breath on this earth? What have you done with the salvation? For it's the only way back to heaven. That's what matters. What have you done with my words that say, ye must be holy as I, as Yahushua Mashiach showed nothing but an example of holiness while he was on this earth. And I even gave you an intercessor to be able to intercede for you like a lawyer in heaven. His name is Yahushua, your Mashiach. That's all I'm going to speak now. She knew a prophecy was coming. She thought it would be at Passover. I birthed this from her spirit. I birthed this from her very soul. And this isn't even the one that she thought I was going to speak forth. I don't want you to fear, my little ones. You have a need and you belong to me and you're standing on Psalm 91. You put that red cloth out your window, no matter how small it may be. And for those living in countries like in Asia, that you're not allowed to do this. And it is a long Psalm 91. Even if you just write Psalm 91, you can find ways to be able to hide it. Even if it's nothing more than where the scripture is found. I, Yahweh, know your heart. Oh, my bride of Asia, I'm so proud of you. Yahushua has already shown Elisheva who the bride is. She recognizes you. She has an anointing to recognize a bride. She knows by the fruits of your spirit. Stay on the path. Do not forsake Yahushua Mashiach, the way that Elisheva was forsaken by a man. She once thought loved her very much, more than anyone on this earth. I'm not going to leave her forsaken. I'm not going to leave her to carry that humiliation. She obeyed me. She obeyed I, Yahweh, and she proved her love for you, Shabashiach. And what she did was under the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, she could not forsake the lambs and the sheep and allow lies to be spoken out of a ministry that did not even belong to her. For we are the Godhead. We are the Holy Trinity. She is the one that we ordained as a leader to give birth to this ministry, because we knew that she, I warned her not to despise small beginnings. And she believed me. We knew we could trust her just as surely as we could trust Jeremiah of old. For we knew her before she was formed in her mother's womb. I know who I can trust. Yahushua knows who he can trust. He knows who's being called, even now, as this word will be heard and made into a video. As she barely has any voice left, as Satan hates what I have done this day. But I tell you this. During the countdown of the Omar, remember you are the wheat, and remember that Yahushua separates the wheat from the tares. That is weeds. He separates them. Your worst enemies will be found in your own household. Remember that is scripture. It does not mean it has to be that. It means be not surprised if it happens. Remember, you are the wheat. Remember, you're counting down to the day of Shavuot. Remember, Yahushua came to the disciples as they knew 50 days after Passover came, the Shavuot. Remember the upper room. Get excited for that. Claim that new anointing as it came upon the disciples, for this is a new anointing and a new time. This is a year of 2020. In Hebrew, it is a double redeem, the double redemption. Remember today, I'm making it April 20th, 2020. Oh, my little ones. Oh, my precious bride. Yahushua HaMashiach weeps for his bride. He wants to come for her. He's on his way and he's been coming. Ever since Gabriel, get ready for a shout prophecy. But it is my timing, I, Yahweh, the creator of time, that he embraces the bride. I have told her secrets on the elder bride ceremony. She's not been free to release. Satan hinders her now without there being a Caleb there. But I have put the entire anointing of a Caleb upon her now. That's why it is so easy to hear from me. That's why the new anointing is on this ministry. What they thought they tore down was only built up more beautiful. This is what all your bodies are now. They are temples, and what they think they can tear down. What age tears down, what sickness tears down. Remember, I, Yahweh, I'm only going to raise it up in the most glorified, supernatural body. They tore down Yahushua HaMashiach's body off that cross. It was a flesh. But did he not rise up again on the third day in a supernatural, glorified body? That's Lord God Almighty. You're waiting for your glorified body. And some of you will not have to die to get it. This is in the Holy Scriptures. Pray that you're counted worthy to be called the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. There's only 288,000. And the two witnesses I've already prophesied in advance is one man and woman, one husband, one wife. Look at the revelations of the two witnesses. You won't find it coming from any other ministry. What this ministry speaks comes from the truth of the Holy Trinity. Revelations learned from no one other than heaven. Like I told her and before Prophecy 105, if it only had been her, she would have failed long ago. This ministry never would have stood more than a few years. When she started preaching the Sabbath, she would have ran. For the persecution was so great. But you see, this ministry belongs to the Holy Trinity. And no one can tear down the gates of heaven and steal what belongs to the Holy Trinity. Read that prophecy. You can't tear down the gates of heaven. As she spoke to a woman in Jerusalem at the time, who was a translator of the prophecies of Hebrew, who Caleb met in person in 2016 as she sent him there. But she's a coward. And she did not want to say the name of Yah. And she thought she could get orders to Elisheva. And now she will have to pay for that. She lost a great blessing. But at the same time, this ministry needs a Hebrew translator. Will you come forth? I have men and I have women who will hear this, who can speak Hebrew, who can understand English very well. Will you come forth? Will you be counted worthy to be that translator? I'm calling you forth now. Help her. Because you're going to be held accountable for all those who do nothing after hearing this. Encourage her with so much as a video with a thumbs up and a subscribe, yes, to her video, but do more than that. Contact her. Let her know that you're praying. Ask her if there's anything you can do. It is not the money that she needs. What she needs is supernaturally the anointing locked within you if you truly belong to Yahushua HaMashiach, and especially those who are of Israel or know the Hebrew language. Come forth. Come forth. The number in Hebrew of 26 is a creator. Did you know that? And this is anniversary is 26 years. Proven once again, it's our Yahweh's ministry. I raised it up to glorify my son, Yahushua HaMashiach. I raised it up to bring souls to Yahushua HaMashiach. For he will not lose one sheep or lamb. Not one piece of wheat will he lose. Don't you understand the countdown of the Omar? is all about the wheat. Are you a wheat? Or are you a weed, a tare? If you're a weed, you have a choice. Run into the arms of Yahushua HaMashiach before it's too late. So it has been spoken this day on April 20th, 2020. Given to my apostle, my prophet, my ring maiden, Elisheva Eliyahu, one of the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, who's calling forth the other brides all over the world. Contact her. Do not delay. I will hold you accountable, and my name is Yahweh. Oh, Sokoyana Yanakata, for your glory, Abba Yahweh, for your glory, Yahushua HaMashiach, Abba Yahweh, that your Son be glorified. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, speak with new tongues, and cast out devils, and this we've all done. We don't chase after signs, wonders, and miracles, but we do know the one who is a sign, wonder, and miracle. And it is you, Yahushua HaMashiach. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. You are the one, Heavenly Beloved Father, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who ordained your Son to be the Almighty miracle worker. Oh, how many miracles you did on this earth. Oh, Abba Yah, please, please hear our prayer. And I know you do, for I can feel the quietness of heaven of a gift you've given to me when you have called all heaven to be silent. I don't know why I get this privilege, and it doesn't happen all the time, but right now I know that my voice is the only one being heard in heaven right now as I petition you one more time. We all do. We all come before your throne, Abba Yahweh, with thanksgiving and praise on the 26th anniversary of your ministry. We come before your throne, O Holy Trinity, and we ask that you declare a divine intervention, a divine restraining order. No death will enter into our households. Oh, beloved, nor anyone who considers this ministry a blessing, who obey you, who worship you. And for the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach, that not one of them will go in lack. No one who knows about this ministry, Heavenly Father, and considers it a blessing will go in any kind of lack. That has been my prayer. Amen. For Revelation 7 and Revelation 14, and also the 500,000 gathered on the wall. They belong to you, Yahushua. Look at the ones of remnant, a little remnant, who came out of their houses to go sing and dance with your permission to be able to show the people who the only deliverer is, or the only one who can keep death from coming upon them. What an example they were. How I cried with joy as I seen the sheriffs lined up, as we seen the churches respect the 6 feet apart thing. And yet there they were on their knees crying out for mercy and repentance of the place they lived. Yahushua, those are your children. We are not your enemies. Oh, beloved Yahushua HaMashiach, please, let not one of your children go in lack in all the Bible. Everything I have read, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed out begging for bread. It did not happen. When they truly belonged to Abba Yah and they were in obedience, there was always mercy, even in the children of Israel that followed with Moses. You made water come from a rock. You made the Red Sea open, and only the enemies that pursued them were drowned. We could count how many miracles? Oh, precious Emaya, you were the wind that cooled them in the heat of the desert. You're the almighty wind. You're the one that resurrected a ministry that looked like it was surely dead as they destroyed what you had built up for all of these 26 years. They thought they destroyed it, but you called it back to life again because there was a man that was born for this time and this hour, and you gave him the wisdom, and you put it together with what had saved in the backup. And now look at it, more beautiful and alive. There's nothing like it on the internet. You told me despise not small beginnings. Look, behold what your hand has done. And no one can dare say that one woman did it. No way, no how. The others can't even put 52 languages. And they have Hindu now and have two men who speak it. For it's not just us. You gave me a selective, secretive group. Oh, Father, I thank you for them. We've seen so many miracles. Yahushua, thank you for kicking the rotten fruit out. And thank you for keeping and preserving those who only keep growing more fruit on the vine. That's all good fruit. Yahushua, we worship you. Abba Yah, we know Satan cannot go against your will. And we're asking on this day of 2020, supermoon was just seen. I thank you for that Messianic Jewish young man that I would love to call son. I hope that someone can get him in touch with the mighty wind. I want to call him son. I want him to know the truth. It is not the name of Jesus. It's the name of Yahushua. I want him to know the truth, Abba Yah. Yahushua, we worship you.